又到了学美语的时间了，大家好，欢迎收听美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是凯。杨林，今天我们教什么呢？
今天咱们要看看被出租车司机忽悠时该怎么办。
Are we there yet? We've been driving for 30 minutes, and it feels like we've been going in circles.
要尝试刺激的跳台滑雪。
No!
要聊聊买车。
So it's time to buy your very first car. Wow, that's exciting.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说路痴和新手。
新手是 newbie, 这个我们以前教过了吧？
没错，今天咱们教另一种说法。不过节目一开始，咱们还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
我们要学的词是
off the charts. Off is spelled O-F-F and charts, C-H-A-R-T-S. Charts, off the charts.
Chart 是表格的意思。Off the charts, 不在表格上了，意思是超常。
The band's popularity among teenagers is off the charts.
这个乐队特别受青少年欢迎。研究发现，医护人员容易患抑郁症，因为他们的工作时间不规律，而且
their stress levels can be off the charts.
他们承受的压力也过大。我们还可以把这三个词用 hyphen 连字符连接起来作为形容词，比如
The Washington Redskins are having an off the charts season.
美国首都华盛顿的橄榄球队红人队这个赛季表现特别好。好的，今天我们学习的词是
off the charts.Off the charts, off the charts.
Hey Kat, 我家附近新开了一个泰国饭馆。Its food is totally off the charts. 哪天咱们一起去吃。
That's great. I love Thai food. As a matter of fact, I just bought some cooking books and now I'm learning to make Thai food by myself.
在家钻研做泰国菜，你太贤惠了。
不是，我只是嘴馋嘛。
那什么时候能尝尝你的手艺啊
？I'm not there yet. 我还是个新手，做得不好。
哎呀，你太谦虚了。不过啊，说到新手，咱们来听今天的流行美语。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 和李华要放三天长假，他们正在计划假期的安排。李华会学到两个常用语。Shoot hoops 和 rookie.
I can't believe we have a three-day weekend. I haven't had a break from school for so long.
就是啊，要放假了，一定要好好玩玩。
What are you planning on doing over the long summer?
我也不知道哎。哎，不过今天啊，放学后我和 Tracy 要去吃饭看电影，你要不要一起来呢？
Sorry, Li Hua. I have plans tonight. I'm going to shoot hoops with Jeffrey and Tom.
Shoot hoops? 那是什么啊？
Shoot hoops is a casual way of saying to play basketball.
Oh, 原来 to shoot hoops 就是去打篮球啊。
Yes, in basketball, the main goal is to shoot hoops. If you are only playing basketball with friends or alone in a casual manner, you can say that you're going to shoot hoops.
Oh, 我明白了。打篮球主要目的就是投篮得分，所以呢，要去打篮球的时候就可以说 I'm going to shoot hoops.哎，那如果我要去踢足球，我可以说 I'm going to kick balls?
No, no, no. No one says they're going to kick balls when they're going to play soccer. This way of saying to play a sport is only used in basketball.
哦，原来只有篮球才可以这样说啊。哎，对了 Larry, our school is going to shoot hoops with our rival school tomorrow. We have to win. 我这样说可以吗？
Well, you generally don't say shoot hoops.When you are talking about a basketball game or competition, shoot hoops is only used for casual basketball playing.
Oh, 好吧。哎，不过啊 ，Larry， 认识你这么久，我好像从来没见你打过篮球哎，你藏而不露嘛。
No, I'm not that good at basketball. I'm just a rookie.
A rookie? What's a rookie? 我那天有个朋友，他也说自己是投资的 rookie， 我当时啊就没搞懂他的意思哎。
No, a rookie is a beginner, a person who is new to a field or a profession.
Rookie 就是初学者的意思。你是说你自己篮球打得不怎么样，刚入门， 而我那个朋友啊，则是在说他自己刚刚开始学做投资。
That's right. A rookie can be used to describe any type of beginner. You can be a rookie doctor, a rookie English speaker, or a rookie violinist.
啊、那我懂了。Larry is not only rookie at basketball, but is also rookie at driving. 你呀、不光打篮球刚入门，我看你呀、开车也是新手呢。
What do you mean by that? I've been driving for years.
没错，你拿到驾照虽然很久了，可是你开车的技术还是跟初学者一样哎。每次坐你的车啊，我都心惊胆战的。
Well, I'm just not that good at driving. But you didn't use the word rookie correctly. Rookie is a noun.It is a person who is a beginner. However, you use the word as an adjective.
Oh, 这么说 rookie 是个名词，不能拿来做形容词用，所以我刚刚的用法不对啊。
It's okay. Try again. Give me another example.
Even though he's a rookie in basketball, he practices very hard and has become really good at the sport.
That's good. You can also say he's a rookie basketball player.Or more simply, he is a basketball rookie.
Oh, 是吗？所以可以直接说一个人是 rookie basketball player 或者 basketball rookie. 那我懂了。
That's good. Can you give me an example of shoot hoops?
有了。The basketball rookie is going to shoot hoops.
Yes, that's right. Hey, you're learning fast.
那当然，我学习能力很强的耶。But I think I'm still a rookie English speaker.
Well, it takes time to become good at a language. You're doing really well already.
是吗？谢谢喽。
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语，一个是 shoot hoops， 是打篮球的意思；另一个是 rookie， 是指初学者。这次的流行美语播送完了，谢谢收听，下次节目再见。
I'm a rookie at making Thai food.
I'm a seasoned Thai food eater.
So am I.
不要紧，知道什么好吃是成为大厨的第一步。
I hope so.
我可期待去你家尝你手艺的那一天。不过啊，你们家实在是太不好找了。我前几次去，每次都迷路哎。
No, 我家不难找，就是你方向感太差了。
我承认我自己是个路痴。
那赶紧听听美语怎么说吧。We'll teach you how to say 路痴 in American English.
美语怎么说?
How to say it in American English.
当你在北京学中文，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是琼艳要问的路痴。
Hey, 琼艳, you went hiking over the weekend, right? How was it?
The view was breathtaking.
我跟朋友去了一个国家公园，可气的是我们都是路痴，走错了好几回。一个小时的路啊，足足走了三个小时。I'm such a road idiot.
Road idiot? That's not how we say it. You can say, I have no sense of direction.
Oh, direction 是方向，所以 no sense of direction 就是没有方向感，路痴啦。
Right, people with no sense of direction can easily get lost. 路痴经常迷路。
这说的不就是我吗？下礼拜啊，我们要开车去南京，一定又会迷路。哎 ，Donny， 你原来是不是在南京住过
？Yeah, I lived in Nanjing for 3 years. I know that city like the back of my hand.
Like the back of your hand， 了如指掌的意思吗
？Exactly. It basically means that I know Nanjing really well.You can also say, I know every nook and cranny of Nanjing.
Every nook and cranny. Nook 一定是 N-O-O-K. 那 cranny 要怎么拼呢?
Cranny is spelled C-R-A-N-N-Y. When people say every nook and cranny, they're talking about every tiny corner and out-of-the-way place.
我明白了。Every nook and cranny 就是所有边边角角。对了，既然你对南京这么熟，你一定要跟我们去。这样我们就不会走丢了。
Sure, I'd love to go back. Now let's see what you've learned today.
第一，形容路痴可以说 somebody has no sense of direction. 第二，对一个地方了如指掌是 know somewhere like the back of one's hand. 也可以说 know every nook and cranny of a place。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
I have absolutely no sense of direction, but you know what? Getting lost isn't always a terrible thing.
Why?
因为有时候迷路了，反而会去一些你平常不会去的地方，有意想不到的收获。
You're right. Sometimes getting lost can lead to unexpected adventures.
不过啊，如果是上班，你可最好别迷路，否则迟到就惨了。
If you're afraid of getting lost on your way to work, you can always take a taxi.
那可不一定，有时候啊，出租车也不靠谱。不信，咱们就来听听今天的美语三级跳。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目出行单元的初级课程。Craig 被纽约一家大公司录用，今天第一天上班。他刚搬来纽约不久，对公司周围的路呢不太熟。为了保险起见，他决定打车去公司 ，take a taxi.
Yes, Winnie, but if there is lots of traffic, taking a taxi might be slower than the subway.
的确，如果路上有 lots of traffic, 很多车的话，那么坐 subway 地铁的确要比打车更快。让我们就来一起听听 Craig 打车是否顺利。
Good morning. Where are you headed?
I'm going to number 250 East 97th Street.
Which way do you want to go?
I'm not from New York, so I don't know the way. You decide.
Professor Bowman, 司机问 Craig, where he is headed? 这是什么意思啊?
Asking someone where he is headed is a common and casual way to ask him where he is going.
哦，我明白了。那么 Craig 在回答的时候也可以说I'm headed to East 97th Street.
That's correct.
不过啊，我还真有点替 Craig 担心呢。他居然老实地告诉司机，说自己啊是新来乍到，不认识路。这种乘客啊，很可能会被司机 rip off 宰上一刀呢。
Well, let's see if your worries are necessary.
Oh, you don't know where you're going? Well, I know a special shortcut to that address.
I'm not sure we need a special shortcut. The address isn't very far away.
Well, it's rush hour right now. If we don't take my shortcut, you might be late.
All right. I guess you know where to go.
Winnie, why did the taxi driver say he needs to take the shortcut?
他说啊，现在是 rush hour, 上下班的高峰时段。如果不 take the shortcut, 抄近道， Craig 就可能会迟到呢。
That's right, Winnie. If traffic is really bad, you can say there is a traffic jam. But I think the driver sounds quite sketchy.
没错，我倒要看看这条 shortcut 能不能节省时间。
Are we there yet? We've been driving for 30 minutes, and it feels like we've been going in circles.
Don't worry, we'll be there soon.
But the meter says the fare is already $25. I'm only going a few blocks. It shouldn't cost so much money.
Hey, you have to trust me. I'm a professional driver, remember?
Craig 虽然不熟悉纽约，但也知道公司其实并不远。可是出租车司机已经开了半个小时，还在绕圈子。而且啊 ，the meter 计价器显示啊，这个 fare 车钱已经要25块了。
That's right, Winnie. And remember, in this case, the word fare is spelled F-A-R-E, not.F-A-I-R.
我记住了。哎 ,Professor Bowman, 看来啊我们猜对了。这司机啊是想黑 Craig 的钱呢。
All right, just pull over here and I'll get out. This is the last time I hail a cab.
What? Why? We're almost there.
You've been saying that for the past 30 minutes. I'm going to walk.
Well, at least you got to see a lot of the city. Will you give me a good tip for that?
A tip? I'm not even paying the fare.
好样的 Craig, 他呀明智地让司机停车，决定自己走到公司去。哎，对了 Professor, 什么叫 hail a cab?
Hail a cab is when you stand on the side of the road and raise your hand to tell the taxis to stop and pick you up.
哦，就是站在路旁招手叫出租车。Craig 说他以后啊再也不打车了。对了 Professor, 是不是在美国打车时都得给司机 a tip, 小费呢?
Usually you give a tip, but not if he cheats you.
难怪 Craig 说,别说小费,他连车钱都不想付。唉,希望啊,他能顺利地走到公司呢。
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Poor Craig. He was taken for a ride.
Yeah, but he got out of the taxi before the cabbie can take more advantage of him.
如果换成我啊，可能就不好意思，只能认栽倒霉了。
我也是。
所以还是自己开车好。对了 ，Kat, you don't drive, do you?
No, I don't. I live in the city and it's very convenient. Everything is within walking distance, so I don't need a car.
But there must be some places outside the city where you want to go, right?
Well, that's right. In that case, I'll have to ask other people for a ride or get a taxi.
那不是要张嘴求人，要不就是要花很多钱。
对啊，
不如买车吧。来听听今天的礼节美语，讲的就是买车的事儿。
礼节美语。
Chris 告诉同事 Jason， 准备买辆新车。
Hey there, Chris. What are you up to?
I'm just poring over some brochures about various car models.
Oh, so you're thinking about buying a new car?
Yeah, it looks that way. My wife has been bugging me about it. I thought we could probably survive without one, but with a baby on the way, maybe it is time to get a car.
So this would be your first automobile?
That's right. For quite a few years, I rode a bicycle to work. Then I got a motorbike.
Chris 太太怀孕了，所以不得不考虑买车。Chris 说，
My wife has been bugging me about it.
意思是我太太一直在软磨硬泡想说服我。
To bug someone.
意思就是没完没了烦人的意思。比如
Stop bugging me.
别烦我了。这会是 Chris 的第一辆车。他以前是骑自行车或者摩托车上班。但是现在
With the baby on the way.
眼看就要有孩子了，所以只好考虑买车。Jason 表示理解。
Yeah, I think I can understand your wife's position. Asking her to ride on a motorcycle when she's pregnant is a tall order.
Oh, I don't let her ride with me. It's just too dangerous. She takes the bus to work, but it is sometimes difficult to get a seat, and it's crowded and hot.
So it's time to buy your very first car. Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, but it's also a pretty big financial responsibility.
Yeah, I still remember my first car.It was an old clunker that my dad gave me when I turned 17. I drove it around for a couple of years until I scraped together enough money to buy a better second-hand car.
Jason 说，让太太挺着大肚子坐 Chris 的摩托车确实有点强人所难。
It's a tall order. Tall order.
意思是很难完成的任务或者要求。Chris 解释说，其实太太不坐他的摩托车上班，但是挤公交车也很辛苦，所以才必须买车。Jason 说，他的第一辆车是17岁生日时爸爸送给自己的。
It was an old clunker. Clunker is spelled C-L-U-N-K-E-R. Clunker. Clunker.
是老破车的意思。在开了几年后 ，Jason 攒够钱，自己买了辆稍微像样点的
second-hand car，
二手车。Chris 说
，I'm having a hard time deciding which model is best for us.
Yeah, it's a tough call. Each one has its pros and cons. Are you looking for a sedan?
Yes, I'd like a Jeep, but my wife says we have to get a comfortable sedan for long drives home to see her relatives.
I'd advise you to listen to your wife. She will be sitting in the back taking care of the kids, so whatever she prefers is probably the best choice.
Chris 说拿不定主意应该买什么型号的车。Jason 承认
It's a tough call. Tough call.
意思是很难做的决定。他还说不同型号的车有各自的优缺点。
Pros and cons.
是指一个事情的正反面。
Pros
是优点。正面的
cons
是缺点。 负面的。Chris 想买一辆吉普车 Jeep， 但是他太太则坚持要买轿车
Sedan，
因为这种四门轿车开长途时坐着更舒服一些。买车时还要考虑其他的哪些因素呢？我们下次继续听。
See, that's exactly why I don't want to get a car. Not only is it a big financial responsibility, it's also too much of a headache to choose the right model.
哎，买车都一样，好车买不起，破车又不敢买。
So, you don't like your car?
一般吧。It's not my dream car, but I can live with it just for now.
What's your dream car then?
越野吉普，开那种车驰骋在荒野里，太酷了。
You? Driving a Jeep in the wilderness? I just don't see it.
哦，你可别看我外表斯文，其实我内心是很狂野的。
In that case, you'll definitely like the sport we are doing in today's American Sports English.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey Patrick, look at the Rocky Mountains.多壮观啊
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High.
Whoa, yeah, the Rocky Mountains are beautiful, Yongchen. But I guess when you asked me to go skiing with you, I didn't realize you meant to go ski jumping.
Of course, we are going ski jumping, 高台滑雪 Hey, Patrick, 你脸色怎么发绿啊 Are you feeling okay?
Actually, Yongchen,I look green because I didn't tell you this, but I'm afraid of heights. And right now, I'm feeling a little sick. Don't laugh at me.
I didn't know 你有恐高症啊。Well, don't worry. 闭着眼睛往下一跳。
Oh, I have to ski down there?
Yep, there's only one way to learn, Patrick. Here, let me give you a little push.
No, Yongchen. Wait, don't push me.
哎 ,listen, 跳啊跳下去你就会融化到蓝天里。
I have no idea what you're talking about, Yongchen.
Of course not.
It sounds like some kind of cheesy Japanese movie.
You're right. All I'm saying is, jump!
No!
Hey, Patrick!
I'm okay. I'm just glad I'm still alive, Yongchen.
I'm so glad to hear that.Now, 该我跳了啊 You better get out of my way.
Okay, I'm out of the way. It's all clear. You can jump now, Yongchen.
Here I go.
Whoa, Yongchen, that was a great jump. And a perfect landing, too.
Here I go again. Yeehaw!
How about that, Yanglin? Wanna go try ski jumping someday?
这个我
不用不好意思承认，我也不敢。
哎呀，这个实在太危险了，咱们有时间还是多研究研究做饭吧。
这也差得太远了。
好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05-5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。